Hi there, this is Ross from the Deep Psychology Podcast, and in this short episode, we're going to describe the 1W9 Enneagram type. So, the 1W9 describes someone whose personality is predominantly a 1, but has significant 9 traits. So, like all wing types, this is a blend, in this case of the 1, which is called the perfectionist or the reformer, which aims to correct injustice, make positive change happen, and it fears corruption and immorality. And the type 9, which is called the peacemaker or the mediator, which aims to create peace, stability, and harmony, and it fears discord. If you want, you can check out my Enneagram Explained episodes, linked below, for full discussion of the 9 main types. But in this one, we're just talking about the 1W9. Interestingly, only about 5% of type 1s exhibit a 9 wing. So the other 95% are either pure type 1s or a 1W2, which I'll also have an episode on. So it's pretty rare, this type. You might not come across it, but since you're here, you want to know what the 1W9 is. The 1W9 is called the idealist, so let's find out why it's called the idealist. In fact, if you blend the traits of the 1 and the 9, you can see why. The 1W9 is a principled peacemaker. It has a strong moral compass. It's highly sensitive to injustice. It's driven to protect others and improve the world. It's idealistic but non-confrontational, which means it wants meaningful change, but it prefers harmony and gentle persuasion over conflict or force. The core tension in the 1W9 psyche is that it gets caught between correcting what's wrong, which is a type 1 drive, and avoiding discord, which is a type 9 drive. So this can lead to passivity or passive aggressiveness, because these two drives are sort of in conflict with one another. In certain situations, they may be in conflict. It's got very high standards because it holds both self and society to high ideals, and this may create frustration when reality inevitably falls short of those ideals. It can be aggressive about harmony, so it can be critical of intolerance and conflict because of the 9, and it can become rigid in the pursuit of peace. So this is where we're seeing that core tension appearing. The growth edge of the 1W9 is to balance idealism with realism and recognize that not every problem can be fixed, because the 1's disposition is to fix, but the 9's disposition is for harmony. The natural strengths of the 1W9 is that it's a thoughtful reformer, a peaceful change maker, an empathetic advocate. This type fits social work, environmental advocacy, counselling, education, and mission-driven causes. So, if you'd like to learn more about the other Enneagram wing types, there are 18 in total. You can follow the link in the description to all my episodes on the wing types, and you can follow the links to the other two episodes on the Enneagram system as a whole. Thank you for listening.